Sudden oak death has not been an issue in the Midwest until now. Shipments of potentially infected nursery stock from California have entomologists and Department of Agriculture officials concerned. Plant Protection Supervisor Bob Dahl says the fungus can be devastating depending on what host plant it's on.
On oaks in California, it causes bleeding cankers on the trees. So you have this kind of oozing coming out of the tree trunk. On many of the other hosts, such as rhododendrons, you'll have leaf spots and sometimes twig and stem cankers.
Infected oak trees can die quickly. Dahl says other hosts may or may not die, but become reservoirs for spread of the fungus. Potentially infected plants were shipped from Monrovia to some nurseries and to individuals from a company called Specialty Plants. Dahl says the state sent letters to people who got bonsai camellia plants by mail order. He says what helps is their indoor plants.
One of the concerns is if people had a dead plant and they did throw it outside. We did sample two plants that one was dead and the other one was living, and those both came back negative for sudden oak death.
The problem is some plants from Monrovia were shipped to nurseries last year. Dahl says they were sold and there's no way to track them. Now the Department of Ag is working with the Department of Natural Resources to check red oak stands near nurseries for the fungus. He says Phytophthora ramorum fungus has never been found in Wisconsin and was only found in California and Oregon until now. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.